It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Saturday, 10 to 6, the Piano Gallery in Murray. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
It'll be another fall-like day, 63 for a high today. We'll stay in the 60s tomorrow as well with about a 10 or 20% chance of showers. Right now, 44 degrees downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report is a developing story.
A growing number of schools are closed today because of yesterday's windstorm.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas, who has the latest cancellations.
Granite School District says several of its schools will be closed today because of power outages. They include Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools. Canyons District says three of its schools are still without power and they'll be closed today, Albion Middle School, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary. Both the Cache and the Logan School District say power has been restored to their schools and they will be operating today. Although Salt Lake City schools will not have classes, seven locations in the district will have food service. They are East and West High Schools, Northwest Middle School, and Backman, Whittier, Meadowlark, and Edison Elementary Schools. This just in, classes are canceled at Weber State University today, while the University of Utah will have classes. Syracuse Arts Academy and Layton Christian Academy will be open today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of power outages still reported across northern Utah. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene in Centerville now to continue our live team coverage this morning. John?
Yeah, Tim, as the sun starts to come up, you really get a sense for the destruction left behind here in northern Utah. In Centerville, just a few blocks off the highway, you have countless downed trees in residential areas, malfunctioning streetlights, and maybe most dangerous, a number of downed power lines like the one I'm looking at right at this location. Yesterday, Mayor Clark Wilkinson signed a declaration of emergency for Centerville City. Now, a big part of that emergency declaration is just how many people are still without power. Yesterday, at its apex, we heard from Rocky Mountain Power that around 170,000 homes and businesses were experiencing outages. Now that number we hear is closer to 109,000, and many of those will last throughout the day. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Huntsville couple is grateful to be alive after a 90-year-old tree fell on their home. Homeowner Brooke Saunders says it's heartbreaking, but they're happy to be safe.
Four in the morning, I had a prompting to move downstairs, so we did. Sure enough, the tree came down hours later onto our home.
The family has been renovating the 106-year-old home, but now the project is going to take a little longer.
If your car got whacked by a fallen tree or other flying debris, it might take a while to get your auto insurance to pay up. And KSL-TV investigative reporter Matt Gephardt reports some people won't be getting any money at all.
Whether or not yours will pay comes down to what kind of insurance you've got on your car. Comprehensive auto insurance covers everything. But insurance agent Bill Penton says that here in Utah, many folks only have liability insurance. It is better news for just about every single Utah homeowner. All policies cover storm damage, be it to the house, the roof, or even a fence.
Homeowners insurance policies usually cover wind and storm damage.
Because of the extended power outages, the Ogden Police Department is alerting people to be aware of the silent killer, carbon monoxide.
You want to be very mindful of the fact that you can't smell carbon monoxide, and it can take just a little small heater that has fuel in it, like kerosene or gasoline.
Lieutenant Brian Einen says gas-powered generators are another concern and says if you're going to use one, be sure there's proper ventilation.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. The wild winds will continue into today, but nothing like what we had yesterday.
And we get our summer back here. Even though we had the very cold storm that made it feel like it was late November, you know, we're back to September weather here. It's going to warm up to near 80 or warmer for the weekend with lots of sunshine. So not only good weather to enjoy, but I'm sure there's a lot of work to get done. We've got good weather for folks to get out and get things done as it warms up.
This weekend, we're looking for lows in the high 40s to mid 50s.
The National Guard rescues more Californians from wildfire. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, helicopters pulled out dozens more people from the forests of east of Fresno, California, as the Creek Fire grows to over 150,000 acres.
Erratic winds basically push that fire in all directions.
A group of firefighters were overrun by flames, one critically burned as they deployed shelters on the California coast. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote on a pandemic relief package is set for tomorrow. He understands Democrats don't like the skinny bill, but should approve the basic stimulus measure.
And then keep arguing over the rest later.
Democrats demand $3 trillion in relief, Republicans offering $1 trillion. AstraZeneca put their coronavirus vaccine trial on hold after a volunteer in Britain suffered an unexplained severe reaction. They say it's not uncommon in a clinical trial. The sickened person is recovering. And the police chief and top deputies in Rochester, New York, have quit over criticism in the death of Daniel Prude. Mayor Lovely Warren admits it's a challenging time.
I truly believe that we will get through this.
Meanwhile, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall is resigning after her department was criticized for their racial justice protest response. Both chiefs are African American. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Let's go to the traffic center and check in with Andy.
Well, traffic lights are still flashing red at 700 North and I-215 over in Salt Lake City. We've been seeing issues at several intersections in Salt Lake County, Davis County, with malfunctioning traffic lights. We've got traffic backed up on 56 West and Bangor approaching 21st South, and it looks like maybe the railroad tracks as well on 5600. But the freeways have all been holding up pretty well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time now is 7:06. We are joined in studio by Rocky Mountain Power Spencer Hall to talk about what a crazy day it was yesterday. You guys, I mentioned this morning, that your crews probably haven't slept all night, have they?
Well, they have required times that they have to sleep, but okay. It was really incredible. And, you know, we're the power company in six different western states. We had storms all the way from Oregon all the way to Wyoming. In Wyoming, they had wildfires battling snowstorms that ended up with 8 inches of snow. So just a 40-year storm. It was something that caused damage all across the area. And usually we pull crews from different parts of our service territory. And in this case, everybody was working on their local communities. So we were able to pull some crews from southern Utah. We've got people working, but we need people to be prepared. Some of these outages are going to continue through the day and a few of them into Thursday. So if you have any kind of a situation where you need to be thinking about your medical condition or anything that would be something that you need to be prepared for, think of that and keep that in mind so that this restoration effort doesn't take you by surprise.
And it seems to me, Spencer, that when you have a storm that also brings down power lines, is that not of particular concern to you and everyone on your team?
Absolutely. And part of this restoration that makes it so difficult, you can imagine it's backyard by backyard. We have to go in, remove trees, maybe replace a line, replace a pole, and that's slow going. But you're right. In the meantime, I was at Liberty Park yesterday. There's lines down. Kids are playing. I mean, it looks like a playground. Everyone likes to go to the park. Everyone likes to get out. Trees were down, and lines were hidden in some places, and I saw children playing. I had to go over and tell them, you know, to stay away. Luckily, they were de-energized. But we need to remind each other and remind kids who may not know some of these things that they absolutely need to stay away. Another thing is letting your pets play. Sometimes people are out walking their dog or in the backyard. They let their animals get out. It's dangerous for the animals, too. So something to think about as we're cleaning up. Today's going to be a big day for cleanup. Everybody's going to be out. It's going to be a day to be safe. Don't climb up on a tree with a chainsaw going. Think about safety as you're trying to clean up your backyard.
We've reported there's still over 100,000 that are without power. Is that close?
Yeah, that's about right. 100,000 customers. And that number isn't going to – it's going to just get – chopped away today as they go through. They start at the substation and they move out and try to restore as many as they can. But like I say, it's going to be backyard by backyard today.
Well, our thoughts are with you and everyone on all of your crews. Spencer, we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much.
Be a good idea to check on your neighbors if you've got some elderly that may be on a special machine for oxygen or whatever it might be today. And we'll stay in touch, of course, with Rocky Mountain Power today. It is 7:09. That means it's time for us to see how the roads are doing this morning. Triple Team Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Delays over on 5600 West, running from Parkway Boulevard over the 201 up to the railroad tracks. Bangor Highway backups continue as well near 201, but I-15 and 215 are clear. Eric?
I-15 Utah County, no problems as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes of drive time. Over on the 215 eastbound, northbounders aren't finding any difficulties. And unlike yesterday, Foothill Drive much better going from I-80 up towards the University of Utah. Heather?
Right now on I-15 or Legacy Parkway, even through construction zones, what you do have to contend with are power outages. That means traffic lights are dark. You need to treat those as a four-way stop. And the winds are still blowing, but the restrictions have been lifted on high-profile vehicles. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air is ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about that hourly forecast. And back over to you, Grant.
Strong winds for the canyons, at least fading down. Still breezy. And it's cool this morning. Get those coats on. 41 degrees at 7 a.m. And mostly clear skies to partly cloudy at noon. 56. Mix of sun and clouds at 4 p.m. 63 degrees. And then it backs down to 59 degrees at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Actually starting to warm up out there. It is 45 degrees downtown.
How many Americans, or with many Americans, facing tough financial times because of the pandemic? Some may be considering personal loans to make ends meet. There are a lot of choices out there.
But look closely before you leap into a personal loan. Caleb Silver is editor-in-chief of Investopedia and joins us live on the KSL Newsline. I know that there are some desperate people out there, Caleb, but boy, with an uncertain future and you know, not knowing what the economy is going to do and when your job might come back or how long it might stay, it's a little scary jumping in here.
Sure, absolutely. And there are a lot of options for your listeners. You have to ask yourself, if you're even considering it, what specifically do you need the money for? Are we talking about emergency expenses, routine bills? Is this a wish purchase you want to make? Your needs have to help you decide whether a personal loan is the right way to go, because they're all alternatives. And then you have to ask yourself, how much can you borrow and how do you intend to pay it back? Can you handle those interest payments? And those can vary from anywhere from 10 to 20% depending on your credit. You don't want those interest payments to come back and hurt you even worse in the long term. And do you have other options? Can you borrow from friends and family? Can you refinance your mortgage if you own your property? Can you borrow from your 401k, which you can now do through the CARES Act up to $100,000? Can you eliminate some things and tighten your belt? Or can you apply for government assistance? Lots of things to think about before you decide to take on a personal loan.
Which is the best of those that you just named? If you have those options, which is the best?
Well, if you have the options and you do have money in your 401k, the fact that you can borrow up to $100,000 from yourself, basically, and pay it back over the course of 3 years is a great option. You weren't allowed to do that before the CARES Act, so that's a good way to go. If you own property, you own your home, and you haven't refinanced, financing rates are super low right now, and price values, home values are high. So that's a good way to get some cash as well. But if you need to go the loan route, you can try the coronavirus hardship loan from the government. These are low-cost personal loans created with for people that have lost their income or lost their jobs or been furloughed through this crisis. These are loans you can pay back between 3 and 36 months, even 60 months. The rates are pretty low, but you do have to pay it back and then get up to $5,000 or $10,000 in some cases in just a few days. But you have to prove that you've had that job loss or that income loss.
Yeah, and that might be the one catch in that CARES Act offering of $100,000 or up to it on your 401k is that if you lose your job, it then becomes instantly, you instantly have to pay it back, correct?
You have to pay it back over the course of 3 years. So you don't have to pay it back immediately if you lose your job. And the government might be a little easier to negotiate with than borrowing from a payday lender or a personal loan company. So that's not a bad way to go. And you're, in fact, borrowing from yourself with the intent to pay it back because it is your retirement money. So if you can do that, that's something we recommend. But you have to look at all your options and make sure that you can pay back any loan you take, considering those interest payments and the income you think you're going to have over the next 6 to 12 months.
What do you think about that tax break that we get that we have to pay back after the first of the year?
Yeah, that's well, it's good for people who need immediate cash, and folks have needed immediate cash, but paying that back after the first of the year could be hard for some folks, so they have to set that money aside. These breaks have been helping us get through some of the crisis. We've been able to save more money as Americans in general. Also, those $600 unemployment insurance checks that stopped coming in July were helpful in that respect. But as the budgets get tighter and more people face the prospect of not having the income they had before the year began, you have to think about all of these options, but think carefully before you take out a loan.
All right, Caleb, as always, we appreciate your expertise. Editor-in-Chief of Investopedia, more than ever, you need to be doing your homework if you're looking to take out a personal loan these days. KSL News Time, 7:15.
The entire show, we're talking about the cleanup efforts after the windstorm. What do you do with all that debris in your front yard? Who pays for this cleanup? And when will the power be back on? We're going in-depth, wall-to-wall, from 9 a.m. to 11 on the Dave and Dijanovic Show.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a major windstorm in northern Utah yesterday knocked out the power for more than 170,000 homes and businesses. Strong gusts are expected again this morning. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the Ogden, Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake City school districts are all closed today because of the windstorm.
Much calmer day out there so far. Let's see how the roads are doing. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
It's been much better on the freeways, especially this morning. For those of you traveling around, we do have a crash, though, 114th South at about 36th West in South Jordan. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong canyon wind subsiding today. It's going to be cool with clouds 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 45 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fierce West Coast winds expected to be strong again today, making fighting those 200 or so large wildfires burning from Washington State down to Southern California even more difficult. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee is in Forest Falls, California.
As we get to sunrise, those winds will start to pick up and the danger will stay with us through most of today. But that is nothing compared to what's been happening. Those nightmare evacuations in Oregon all the way up into Washington, where they burned more than 330,000 acres. That's nearly the size of Connecticut in less than 24 hours.
ABC's Alex Stone is in L.A.
Even if you're not close to a fire, and there are so many that pretty much everybody is relatively close to at least one, but everybody is dealing with the smoke and falling ash. The sky looks like it's cloudy. Everything smells like a campfire, your house, your car. Going outside for many is a no-no right now because the air quality is so bad it's unsafe to breathe.
Drug company AstraZeneca is pausing its COVID vaccine trials at Oxford University after a human subject developed an undisclosed illness. Have you gotten your flu shot yet? Doctors like Imran Ali with the ABC News Medical Unit say this year it's vital.
There is some evidence that you can be infected with both COVID-19 and flu virus. So it's really important because if you get infected, co-infection can cause, you know, worse problems. So we really need to get the flu out of the equation by getting that flu vaccine. And they estimate, the CDC estimates that you should get it by the end of October.
The police chief in Rochester, New York, retiring, and all of the department's commanders are leaving their positions after protests linked to the police-involved death of Daniel Prude last March.
I think that, honestly, it's a very big step towards what the people of Rochester want.
That protester, part of demonstrations that, again, went on all night with at least one arrest. This is rare, an earthquake this morning not far from the Jersey Shore. It was only a magnitude 3.1, but felt by a lot. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. A South Salt Lake couple says they are lucky to be alive this morning after a tree crashed into their bedroom early yesterday morning.
KSL TV's Morgan Wolf spoke with them and has more now in this in-depth report.
The wind's blowing. My wife's small, so I feel like I got to hold on to her so she doesn't get away.
Steve Aiden is holding his wife a little tighter after that windstorm.
So the crash that we heard was actually the light hitting the floor?
While sound asleep, an 8-foot-long intruder came crashing through their roof.
Big branch to go through your house and drop on your bed.
Had the tree landed a couple feet to the right,
it kind of seemed like it was all in slow motion.
It could have possibly killed someone.
Well, you know, like I said, I should have died 10 or 12 years ago, maybe.
It's not Steve's first brush with death. He fought a form of leukemia 12 years ago. Within the last 2 weeks, he also got off dialysis for a kidney disease.
It's all borrowed time. Things have been going pretty good. I can't complain a whole lot about something like this.
In fact, he already patched up the roof.
The size of that and how heavy that, you know, piece of wood that was laying across the bed is, you just have to feel lucky.
When living on what you called borrowed time, it will take a lot more than a tree to burst your bubble, even if it bursts through your ceiling.
It's just a house, you know. Got my family, got my kids, got my grandkids. That's what life's been all about.
That's the right attitude.
Yeah.
It's just a house. I mean, you get out of that kind of a crash through your roof alive with no injuries, you'd feel blessed.
Yeah, and that was an 8-footer. We've had stories of 100-year-old trees coming down, imagine, in your neighborhoods. Be safe out there. And it was a good reminder from Spencer from Rocky Mountain Power a minute ago. If you're going to be involved in cleanup today, be mindful of any power lines that may be down. Keep your dogs, keep your kids away from those things, and we'll keep an eye on it. On the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19 now. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, I-15 still looking good through Salt Lake County. Yet to see any delays come out of Tooele on I-80 or the 21st South Freeway. Have our crash reported 114th South, 3600 West. That's near the district, kind of behind the Harmons at the district in South Jordan. Don't see much in the way of delay as of yet. Eric?
Out in Utah County, seeing a little bit of northbound slowdowns on Redwood Road, right at 2100 North once you get past it. No problems getting up to Bluffdale, Riverton, or the Port of Rockwell turn off. I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound. No accidents or delays. Heather?
Not a lot of delay right now in Weber and Davis County. We've got pretty good speeds on I-15, Legacy Parkway, and the West Side Belt heading to the airport. We do have to contend with our power outages and dark traffic lights, which you need to treat as four-way stops. And winds are still pretty gusty right now, although they have lifted the restrictions for high-profile vehicles. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. A warming 7-day forecast now from Grant.
Summer weather is making a comeback here eventually, but today clouds cool, at least the strong winds fading down, and 63. Tomorrow partly cloudy, slim chance of shower, 68. Then it warms up to 78 on Friday. A great looking day with sunshine. Sunny 83 on Saturday. More sunshine Sunday. We're up to 88, or rather 86. 89 the high on Monday with sunshine, and 88 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
45 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:21.
It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Dave Noriega has been in full cleanup mode for almost 24 hours now. And you must be exhausted, Dave.
I have a few more days, I think, staring me in the eyeballs. Like a lot of Utahns right now. And I can tell you, when I went to the landfill yesterday, there was a line that went from the landfill about 3/4 of a mile to the road where you enter. And it was wild. So we're going to reach out to the Davis landfill. They have some tips, some ideas that are going to help us make the cleanup as easy as possible. It's not necessarily going to be easy. You're still dealing with chainsaws and limbs and trailers and trucks, but they're going to help us do it as easily and as efficiently as possible.
Here's the best thing. There's going to be some fresh, good mulch available real soon for anybody.
Incredible
that
mulch.
That's good.
All the mulch you want.
All right, Dave. We'll look forward to the conversation this morning. Dave and Dujanovic coming up at 9 o'clock here on KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow 7 important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick, wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes, practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas, learn about high-risk groups and help protect them, cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing, clean high-touch surfaces frequently, and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Hey, Mr. World here at the big comic book convention. I'm suited up as the world's fastest superhero. Pew! Speaking of fast, did you know that Eyeglass World has in-store labs? Spoiler alert, that's the source of their same-day service superpowers.
With same-day service, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get 2 pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
It's nice to have a go-to expert for your hair, your lawn, and even your car. But do you have a go-to expert for plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling? Hi, this is Dan James, owner of Black Diamond Experts, and we want to be your go-to expert for all your home servicing needs. Businesses in our industry have been named essential, and for a good reason. Electrical, HVAC, and plumbing problems don't wait for the night and weekends to be over. At Black Diamond Experts, we're battling those things that go bump in the night by staying up late and fighting them throughout the weekend. Because we're always open, 24/7, we're ready to help you if any need should arise. That means when you make the call, we'll be there. You can always trust us to do the job right the first time, fast, and for a fair price. At Black Diamond Experts, we guarantee the lowest price on any electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service. We'll match any competitor's exact advertised price. Call us for details at 801-528-7508. That's 801-528-7508. You can also find us online at blackdiamondexpert.com. Black Diamond Experts, now you have a go-to expert for your home.
There's a promising new development in the fight against coronavirus, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. A new weapon in the war on coronavirus has been developed by researchers at UC San Francisco. AeroNabs are nanobodies that attach to the spike proteins the virus uses to enter the cells of the human body, preventing infection. Dr. Peter Walter.
The AeroNabs stay on the spike protein for an enormously long time. So after a week of measuring the affinity, we still haven't seen it come off the spike protein.
AeroNabs come from llamas and camels to protect them from viruses. They can be mass-produced and self-administered with an inhaler. Researchers believe this will prove effective, and clinical trials could be fast-tracked since it's not a vaccine or a drug. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Want to know how many people have been banned from airlines for refusing to wear face masks? Total.
Big number?
This is, well, it depends on how you consider big. It's all relative, I guess. This is according to the LA Times. Airlines in the U.S. have banned over 700 people from flying for refusing to wear a face covering. Delta has banned a total of 270 of those 700.
You know, it's crazy. If you really need to fly and you want to fly, put the mask on.
Yeah.
Now you can't get back on a plane. What are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, let's see what's happening on the markets right now. The Dow futures up 257 points, just ahead of the opening bell. That's almost 1%. The S&P is up 40. That's over 1%. And the NASDAQ also up almost 2%, or 213 points.
We'll check your morning commute and a look at the weather forecast next on Utah's Morning News.
Hi, Doug Wright, and here's something you don't want to put off. You don't want to procrastinate and delay, because Intellibed is having their incredible Labor Day sale. It is underway right now, and you can save $500 off any Intellibed King or Queen from their Legacy or their Signature collections. Along with that, You'll get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's valued at up to $1,900. When you put those two numbers together, up to a $2,400 savings right now. It's the Labor Day sale, and it's only at the Intellibed stores. Located in Fashion Place, University Place next to P.F. Chang's in Orem, and in Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. This is the bed we've had in our home, not only in our master bedroom, but in our guest room now for years. We love the Intellibed. The gel matrix has you sleeping firm and soft at the same time. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. It's underway right now at Intellibed.
729 means triple team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, what's it looking like?
Not bad on the freeways in Salt Lake County. Got delay on 56th West approaching 21st South, but earlier backups up by California Avenue and the railroad tracks have cleared. Just seeing a few busy spots randomly here and there on the city streets. Looks like they got the lights fixed at 700 North and I-215. Eric?
No problems right now if you're heading out to Park City on I-80. You've got dry roads and no slowdown spots, it appears, going up to Parley Summit. If you're over on the 215 East Belt heading north and continuing on to Foothill Drive, a lot better than yesterday. Right now, it doesn't look like we've got any delays from I-80 up to the university. Heather?
We do have increased volume of cars on southbound I-15 through Clearfield, Layton, and Kaysville, but so far no delays in that area. Speeds are pretty good as well. You will run into some traffic light issues across much of Weber and Davis counties. Need to treat any dark traffic lights as a four-way stop. And I am starting to see a lot more congestion on the city streets in Ogden. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at Diamond Rental near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's check the forecast for today and check on the wind. Back over to you, Grant.
Wow, what a day yesterday. We still had some strong winds in the overnight, the canyon areas. Finally, those canyon winds calming down. It'll still be breezy, but cloudy and cool. The high temperature only 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Could even see a stray shower in 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It's 45 degrees.
Freeways are looking good. It's city streets that are struggling this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the cleanup continues across northern Utah after a powerful windstorm toppled trees and power lines.
The crash that we heard was actually the light hitting the floor.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene in Centerville to begin our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, an intense windstorm early yesterday left a path of destruction in northern Utah, and especially in Davis County. Due to strong wind gusts again last night, the effort to clean up has been compromised, and a lot of the carnage still remains. Centerville Police Chief Paul Child describes what their city's dealing with.
We still have power outages throughout the city. Here in this neighborhood, there's a power line down that's blocking the road. We've got a tree that's completely blocking 4th East.
In fact, he says the city experienced 18 major power line incidents yesterday, including this one at 4th East and 10th North that I'm currently looking at. In terms of power, city officials estimate that almost all the residents experienced an outage yesterday and into the night, although some locations on the north side have their lights back on this morning. Now, in hopes of expediting the cleanup effort today, Mayor Clark Wilkinson has signed a declaration of emergency for the city. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Over 100,000 homes and businesses in Utah are without power this morning as Rocky Mountain Power continues to try and repair power lines damaged by the windstorm.
Some of these outages are going to continue through the day and a few of them into Thursday. Think of that and keep that in mind so that this restoration effort doesn't take you by surprise.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says their crews are having to go through backyards and clear out trees before poles can be repaired. He also reminds all of us to stay away from the downed power lines and make sure your kids aren't playing near them.
No classes today at Weber State University because of wind damage and power outages, but the University of Utah will be in session, and four public school districts have canceled classes again today. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the rundown.
Salt Lake City, Davis, Ogden, and Weber districts will not hold classes today. Granite School District says several of its schools will be closed today because of power outages. They include Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools. Canyons District says three of its schools are still without power, and they'll be closed today: Albion Middle School, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary. Both the Cache and the Logan School District say power has been restored to their schools, and they will be operating today. St. Joseph Catholic School, Ascent Academy in Farmington, Layton Christian Academy, and Ogden Preparatory Academy are closed today. The Syracuse Arts Academy will be open. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
A man who lives in Salt Lake's Rose Park neighborhood says the storm has brought people together as they cleaned up fallen trees. Marcus Wolfgram says there were so many downed trees, people couldn't get out.
About five or six streets, three to four trees a street, and we're just basically just trying to clear them out.
Wolfgram and several others spent much of yesterday cutting up those fallen trees so they could be moved out of the way.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Bad news. Winds will continue today. Good news? They won't be quite as strong as yesterday.
Well, it was another night where we had some strong winds in the canyon areas, but we're expecting these stronger canyon winds to finally fade out. It'll still remain breezy, but nothing like those winds that we saw yesterday. Thankfully, it gives folks a chance to get some cleanup done.
Grant says summer temperatures will be back this weekend.
It's already a record year for California wildfires. KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Weil. He's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, wildfires are burning from the top of California down to the Mexican border. Governor Gavin Newsom is blaming climate change.
I quite literally have no patience for climate change deniers.
A record 2 million acres has burned this summer. A state of emergency has also been declared in Oregon. President Trump set to announce today further reductions in U.S. troops in Iraq from 5,200 to 3,000. The president has previously said,
the plan is to get out of endless wars, to bring our soldiers back home.
A reduction in troop numbers in Afghanistan also expected to be announced soon. 10 people were killed today by a bomb in Afghanistan targeting their vice president. Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns, correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, and the Taliban quickly denied they were behind the attack.
A member of the Norwegian parliament has nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, citing the historic agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Christian Tybring-Gjedde also nominated the president in 2018. The Peace Prize is awarded October 11th. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a limited number of fans will be allowed at Lavelle Edwards Stadium this season for BYU football games.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Freeway's still clear. Looks like a fairly minor crash as far as traffic impact. 114th South, 3600 West in South Jordan. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:36.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
Don't miss the gigantic three-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray, happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Millions in piano inventory from across the country must be sold. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on new and used inventory, including grands, uprights, and digitals from Yamaha, Clavinova, and other top-name brands. It's all happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, only at the Piano Gallery in Murray.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger,
yeah.
I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now. 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
We'll see how your money's doing just after the opening bell on Wall Street. Everything's up. Gold's up. Oil's up. And all of the markets are up. Dow taking back some of the losses, 247 points in early trading. The S&P is up 44. The NASDAQ up 208 this hour. More coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News.
Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert has received another honor. KSL Sports reporter Jeremiah Jensen has more.
Rudy Gobert has been named to the NBA's all-defensive first team. It's the fourth straight year he's earned that honor. He ranked third in the NBA in defensive win shares and contested 16.4 shots per game, which was second in the league.
Jeremiah reports Gobert has now passed Karl Malone and Mark Eaton, becoming the first Jazz player ever to earn the honor four times.
Good news for Cougs fans this morning. BYU has announced that up to 6,000 fans will be allowed for the football home opener coming up on Saturday, September 26th. One of the big changes to the ticket policy this season is they will only sell tickets on a game-by-game basis. Attendance for the home opener against Troy is capped at 6,000. They will be split into four sections of about 1,500 people each and will use a different spot to enter and exit the stadium.
7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, traffic in the Salt Lake Valley has been fine on the freeways. Just a little bit of delay starting to appear 21st South at 7200 West. Probably the biggest slow spot is 56th West going up the hill from Parkway Boulevard to the 21st South Freeway. Had a crash reported out in 3600 West and 114th South. There is a little bit of a northbound delay now on that backside there of the Harmons at the district. Eric?
Seeing a few more cars in Utah County on Timpanogos Highway, working your way from Cedar Hills through Highland over to Lehigh. Over on State Street in Orem, you do have a little bit of northbound, southbound congestion as well at 800 North. But overall, it's a nice picture in Utah County. I-15, no problems. Heather?
Have a little bit of congestion on US 89 in Fruit Heights, as well as some of the city streets in Ogden, especially on Washington Boulevard and Harrison Boulevard. But I-15, Legacy Parkway, and the West Side Belt, they're all at freeway speeds, even through the construction zones. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking. It's talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman's back with the KSL weather pattern, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Weather pattern is still showing an area of low pressure, bringing us those eastern winds and cool temperatures, but eventually a high moves in starting tomorrow in the weekend, and we will warm up. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now is the sun just about ready to pop up over the Wasatch, 45 degrees.
Teachers are on the lookout for child abuse. Some interesting things that they look for. But I thought this is good information, and we'll share it with you coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again this morning for riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
September is Healthy Aging Month, and that makes it a great time to talk about cataracts, since this is something most of us will deal with as we get older. Cataracts cause cloudy, blurry vision and increased glare from lights. Who wants their golden years to be obscured by cloudy vision? Not you. Hope's Vision's team of highly skilled surgeons has helped so many seniors by restoring their vision with modern cataract surgery. Ask about their amazing lens options that offer you the opportunity to not only have your vision restored, but also be free of your glasses, bifocals, trifocals, and even readers after cataract surgery. Talk about freedom. Hope's Vision is your world-class leader in modern cataract surgery. If you have cloudy, blurry vision, don't miss another moment. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. That's 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com.
I want to tell you about my amazing experience with CertaPro painters. I had them come out to my house to give me one of their free estimates. And it was a small job. My front door had some cracking, some chip paint. It was starting to rot in some places. In fact, I thought it was going to need to be replaced. But when CertaPro came out to my house, I said, "Don't even worry about this. We can fix this up, no problem." And I was so amazed at the estimate, so amazed at the price, that I had them paint the entire front side of my house, including the garage door, for a lot less than I budgeted. It was beautiful, professional, worry-free, and completely delivered on what they promised. So, schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. Make sure you spell Certa with a C, because each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people that are right here in your community. CertaPro painters, proven and trusted experts in painting. Visit them at CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com.
Net Worth Advisory Group has been helping clients prepare for and successfully transition into retirement for the last 17 years. They've sent out thousands of copies of their book, The 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now.
Recent events have made it more necessary than ever to have a personalized retirement plan in place. If you're concerned that the current economic environment will prevent you from reaching your financial goals, call Net Worth Advisory Group and talk to a fee-only financial advisor. Call 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. With over 80 years of combined experience, they'll make sure you're on track for a successful retirement and can help you avoid some of the most common retirement planning mistakes. At Networth, their experts can help design a personalized plan for a solid financial foundation. Their advisors are fee-only and have a fiduciary obligation to give you advice in your best interest. Make your plan with Networth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
The entire show, we're talking about the cleanup efforts after the windstorm. What do you do with all that debris in your front yard? Who pays for this cleanup? And when will the power be back on? We're going in-depth, wall-to-wall, from 9 a.m. to 11 on the Dave and Dijanovic Show.
Speaking of cleanup, one of our texters asked a pretty good question this morning. A lot of the pictures I saw were trees in the parking strip, you know, in front of your house that also ripped up sidewalk. And the question is, when will the city come through and actually help with the repair of sidewalks, which would be something to find out. That is city-owned property, but we'll see if we can find an answer for you on that. Thanks for reaching out to us, by the way, on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, 57500. KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. Schools in the Ogden, Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake City school districts closed today because of the windstorm.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power says about 109,000 outages remain this morning, and it could take 2 or 3 days to restore all of them.
Third, a much better day on the roads today. Let's get another look. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Speeds on the freeway still good and getting a little bit heavy around the 106 South exit in Sandy is about as bad as it gets. City streets have been fairly quiet despite a few areas where traffic lights are still not working. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong canyon wind subsiding today. It's going to be cool with clouds 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
45 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Firefighters up and down the West Coast are battling hundreds of wildfires that have been fueled by extreme heat and strong winds. Most of the people in Medford, Oregon had to be evacuated overnight as flames moved in. Big evacuations. The Rochester, New York chief of police has resigned amid nightly protests over the police-involved arrest and death of Daniel Prude back in March. All of the department's top commanders also stepping aside. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
Protesters here in Rochester have been calling for the police chief to resign, but these sweeping step-downs certainly came as a shock. The mayor breaking the news to city council over a Zoom briefing that was streaming live. She said she had only found out moments before.
AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine trials that were being carried out at Oxford University are now on hold after a human subject developed side effects. Republicans in the Senate will push forward their slimmed-down COVID relief bill today for a possible vote tomorrow. It's a $300 billion package that Democrats say doesn't do nearly enough. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Child abuse prevention advocates say don't be fooled by a recent drop in the number of reported child abuse cases. They say abuse is just as common as ever, but many cases are going unreported during the pandemic.
Now that kids are going back to school, teachers are trying to spot any signs of child abuse that may have happened while in quarantine. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more in this in-depth report.
The beginning of the school year has been relatively mellow for the Jordan School District.
Kids were excited to be back. The majority of students were wearing their masks appropriately.
And as the students get settled back into school life, Canyon School District social work specialist Wayne Trice says teachers and counselors are looking closely to see if a child's showing major changes in their behavior.
Their behavior is over the top aggressive or intense or negative.
The district has a relatively new tool that can help them sift through possible warning signs of child abuse or neglect. They call it a universal screener, and this is the second year they've used it in elementary schools. It lets the teachers upload any red flags they see into a program, and it gives them guidance on what the problem might be.
Teachers, 3 times a year, enter information into our dashboard, and it gives us a sense of externalizing and internalizing symptoms of students.
Child abuse prevention advocates say the number of reported cases of abuse and neglect went down during the school shutdown, but they have no reason to believe that's due to a drop in actual abuse.
Rates of domestic violence have gone up during the pandemic, and generally speaking,
rates of child abuse and neglect do follow the trend lines of domestic violence.
Prevent Child Abuse Utah Executive Director Lorianne Thorpe says teachers made up the largest group of people reporting abuse to authorities last year, but during the pandemic, that safety net was taken away. So she says now is the time for extended family, grandparents, aunts, uncles, to check on the family to see how they're handling the stressors. And there are some not-so-obvious things to look for.
It's always a good idea to ask if the family has a pet, how the pet is doing, and can you see the pet? Because sometimes there is a correlation between animal abuse and child abuse.
She also says if a parent catches themselves doing something they swore they would never do, that's when they need to reach out for help. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
That's something I would never have thought of, to ask how the pet is doing, mm-hmm. to see the pet, that there could be a correlation.
Well, and the kids will be much more comfortable talking about their pet than they would, you know, giving their deepest, darkest secrets. Teachers have always been the front line on this, though. They can tell when a kid comes in based on how they're dressed,
right.
based on, you know, whether they have showered and whether their hair is in order and what their demeanor is when they sit down in class. So I'm not surprised, but it is something we all need to pay more attention to since these kids aren't in class every day.
Right. Thank goodness for our teachers. The KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
749, it's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, watching a freeway slow down a little bit. I-15, 106 South, getting pretty thick as well near 90th South. Bangor are starting to back up a little bit. No surprise, 6200 and 4700 South, where we typically see some slowdowns. And 5600 West been really rough this morning most of the way, I'm assuming due to construction from the Walmart 3100 South in West Valley to the 21st South Freeway. Eric?
Volume is starting to build over on Foothill Drive, and you are starting to see some slowdowns. Nothing so far approaching what happened yesterday, but probably cleanup is still happening, and you've got slowdowns from I-80 all the way up to Sunnyside. Over on the 215 eastbound, no problems for northbounders. And in Utah County, I-15 is running along at normal speeds. Heather?
Starting to see our first bit of congestion in Roy on 5600 South. It's not major. Have a little bit of slowing starting around 2200 West heading over toward I-15. Once you get onto I-15, though, the speeds are great through all of Weber and Davis County, especially if you're heading south into Salt Lake City. And US 89 starting to see congestion as well, especially at some of the intersections where those lights may be out. You may have to treat those as a four-way stop. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And how warm do we get today and when do the winds stop? Then let's look ahead at the seven-day forecast. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, Amanda, good morning to you. Not very warm today, that's for sure. And at least the high wind warning, that has been lifted now. Those super strong winds from yesterday, we're done with that. Now, that said, the one area of concern is going to be those canyons, Weber, Davis, where we could still get some gust occasionally around 50 miles an hour this morning and then again this evening. But for the rest of us, we are definitely catching a break. But cool, 63, temperatures like 20 degrees below average today. Tomorrow's sunshine and 68, it's calm, it's looking great, good weather for cleanup. And then we get our summer back. Friday, we're back up to around 80 and sunshine, the middle 80s and sunshine Saturday, Sunday, and then upper 80s with sunshine Monday, Tuesday. So it is going to be getting warmer and eventually, you know, some better weather for cleanup. A lot of cleanup to do, obviously.
Yeah, including your yard. I understand you lost a tree.
We lost a Russian olive. I know you're allergic to them.
Yes.
So that's one less allergy for you, I guess.
I'm happy about this.
But I tell you, I mean, yeah, I know. Thankfully, it did not hit the fence or house, so I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody that listened to the greenhouse for years knows I had a bounty on them because they caused me great grief. All right, sir. Thank you. 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Hey, maybe it's time to get your carpets cleaned, and you know what's coming next. If it's that time at your house, there couldn't be a better time to call our friends at Zero Res. They've got an incredible deal right now, $33 per room. The fourth one is absolutely free.
Speaking of cleanup, maybe that cleanup is happening inside your home. And when I think of cleanup, I mean, there are a lot of forms of cleanup that are very stressful. You know, maybe painting is stressful or redoing bathroom or bathroom fixtures. But one of the forms of cleanup that has zero stress for me is calling or scheduling online with Zero Res, because they show up on time. They do a fantastic job. They're super friendly. And the house feels, smells, is
so much better.
It really is. And as we get ready to go into the winter season, you want to get a head start on keeping your carpets clean. That's for sure. Here's the other thing. You talk about peace of mind. From the very beginning, they're going to tell you up front what that pricing is going to be. As I told you, $33 per room. Fourth one is free. And no surprises when the bill comes around. And you know that your carpets are going to dry faster, they're going to stay clean longer, and your carpets will stay longer in your home.
They just do a fantastic job. Zero Res, 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-ZERO.
Or just search them online at Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Enjoy the best savings of the year during Ivy Interiors Labor Day Sale, happening now. Ivy Interiors has received special manufacturer discounts that they're passing on to the public, which means that all the furniture on their showroom and all special orders will be discounted from 35 to 45% off. Now is a great time to save on quality brands like Bernhardt, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, Norwalk Upholstery, and more. The talented and experienced design team at Ivy Interiors has been helping customers throughout the Mountain West create beautiful and comfortable homes for 28 years. Come meet with one of their designers and browse their lovely 12,000 square foot showroom during their Labor Day sale. You'll be inspired by the latest trends in home fashion and enjoy the best sale prices of the year. Sale ends September 15th. Ivy Interiors, located at 3174 South Highland Drive in Salt Lake City. Also online at ivyinteriorssLC.com. Ivy Interiors, live your style.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love what you bank, or love where you bank. The market's all having a great day so far, anyway. The Dow is up 325 points. That's more than a full percent. The S&P is up 1.3% or 45 points. And the NASDAQ is up 170 points this hour.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
After a dominating 55-3 win over the Navy midshipmen on Monday, could this be a program-changing victory for Kalani Sitake? Fifth-year head coach wants to definitely build off this momentum.
I don't know if you can define everything for one game. I don't like to be defined by one game from the previous four years as a head coach, and so I'd just like to build on this, you know. And these guys worked really hard. I'm just proud of them. I'm proud of the leaders on our team. I'm proud of Matt Bushman, things that he did as a leader for our team to get us to this point. Kairos Tonga, all the seniors on our team, they responded well, man. I was really proud of them, but this is – players made it happen. I'm just proud of them. They did exactly what I wanted them to do, and they're starting to own the team and own the program, and I'm really proud of them.
BYU will have a bye this weekend before heading back on the road for another cross-country trip to face Army West Point on September 19th. With Cougar Tracks from Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Time now for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
Why the name Karen? Let's review. At first, a Karen was a white woman complaining about people of color. There was New York Karen.
There was African-American man.
You had San Francisco Karen.
I'm asking you if this is your property.
And then all of a sudden, any white woman who went crazy...
I have a breathing problem!
...was a Karen. But why Karen? Why not Debbie or Becky or Sharon? Well, believe it or not, the answer might be Chadwick Boseman.
Wakanda forever!
Right after Black Panther was released, he hosted Saturday Night Live, and in one sketch, King T'Challa was a contestant on Black Jeopardy. Here's a clip.
Let's stick with Finna for 400.
All right. This is the reason
Your cable bill is in your grandmama's name. Oh, T'Challa.
What is to honor her as the foundation of the family?
You get it. Chadwick Boseman brings T'Challa's regal bearing to this parody of African-American culture. Okay, so here's the Karen part.
Your friend Karen brings her potato salad to your cookout. Uh-oh, T'Challa.
Before I answer, a few questions. This woman, Karen, she is Caucasian, eh?
Yes.
There it is.
And she has her own recipe for potato salad, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I understand. It is noble that she would volunteer to cook for everyone. And although I have never had potato salad...
Of course.
I sense that this white woman does not season her food.
That's right.
Something tells me that I should say...
Say it!
Oh, now, Karen. Keep your brand potato salad to yourself.
And there's the man who gave life to Black Panther, helping give Karens their name.
You got it, T'Challa!
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com.
7:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, we got slowdowns on I-15 near 106 South, backups on 5600 West from 2400 South all the way up over towards California Avenue now. We've also got some extra backups along 33rd South between State and I-15 and 6 South coming across downtown. You might still be seeing some malfunctioning traffic lights, and it's pretty busy heading east. Eric?
A little bit more traffic now on Lehigh's Main Street if you're working your way from Saratoga Springs over to the freeway. Northbound on Redwood Road, no problems there. I-15 Utah County, no accidents reported so far. Heather?
The busiest road in Ogden is Washington Boulevard. That's heading south away from 40th Street just before you get to the curve that turns into US 89. Everybody else moving along at speed. Help your lawn recover from long, hot summer with IFA's Step 4.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.